Bonnie, let's look how mental filters by your client may predispose them to PTSD. And these mental filters bring forth some major ethical areas for concern. I use filtering to refer to the mental mechanism which helps us to individually sort through our world and integrate information. We've found in times of national trauma due to terrorist attacks that we can somewhat predict which of our clients will react extremely in the situation based upon what I call their filtering style, and perhaps you feel the same. We've divided filters into 6 different categories. Let's look at the first category of positive versus negative filters. The first we call the positive-negative filtering is an orientation towards focusing on circumstances that are either positive or negative. Clients unconsciously choose the positive or negative experiences while rarely considering the opposite of their memories of the past and their orientation towards the future. Have you found this? Some clients seem to only be able to concentrate on things that are positive, while others appear to focus on negative issues. Regardless of how the client tries to change this filtering style, it appears to be extremely resistant to modification. It's been our experience that clients with severe PTSD have a filtering mechanism that focuses more on the negative than on the positive. What filtering system do you use, positive or negative? And we'll talk about this a little later regarding ethical issues. Let's go to number 2. A second filtering mechanism is that of global filtering versus filtering out details. This perspective is oriented towards focusing on details that either involve large or small components. Some clients are only able to see the forest, while others can't see the forest for the trees. However, many people seem to be quite flexible and sort for both comfortably. I'm wondering if you have found, like we have found, PTSD clients who see the world from a more global view are able to more easily put events in perspective. Are you a global or a detailed person? Third is a perspective on time, which orients towards focusing on details predominantly from the past, present, or future. Some clients can't seem to get out of the past. They will base present and future decisions on successes or failures in the past. Others choose to ignore both the past and the future, adopting a live-for-today attitude. Still others embrace the future, discarding past and present requirements. Still others embrace a future-oriented life, disregarding past and present requirements. Have you found those who may be too singularly focused on the past appear to experience more severe PTSD? Where is your focus? Past, present, or future? Fourth is a same difference perspective or filtering system. This is a personal focusing preference oriented towards identifying things which are similar or different. Some people choose to highlight those circumstances which they can account for as similar to other conditions in their lives. Contradictory to these clients are those who choose to identify situations and adjust so the resulting circumstances are dissimilar. Myself and my colleagues have found PTSD clients appear to focus more on present events similar to past stressors, as opposed to present events different from past stressors. Have you found this? What's your focus? On similarities or differences? Fifth, the switch referential perspective filtering, as you know, is a preference which involves an ability to switch from the client's own reference point to that of someone else. This perspective can have a number of facets. A client can switch from how I feel to how he or she feels or how they feel. The client can suppose what happens to another happens to themselves. The object of referential switch perspective is to equate the client's sensory perception to that of another or others. As you know, the ability to switch perspectives is an important factor in achieving intimacy and understanding. It's also a valuable asset for those who would aid trauma victims. Do you notice a pattern with your PTSD clients regarding I feel versus they feel? What is your referential perspective? Finally, the authority filter or perspective. This is an unconscious sorting preference oriented towards identifying one's personal source of authority. Such sources can include I, you, us, family, religion, culture, and others. The client's sentence structure can identify his or her source of authority. Have you found this? We indicate our authority source when we say, I feel, or do you think, or we should, or his word, etc. As you know, Vietnam veterans who suffer from PTSD usually have a resentment towards authority. However, regarding their perspective concerning authority as lying inside or outside of themselves, I have not noticed a pattern. What is your authority perspective? The Professional Code of Ethics states that we must show acceptance and be non-judgmental. However, when we experience someone who has the same perspective or filtering system as we do, we have a positive sense of camaraderie and security in communication. You may experience a feeling of understanding, connecting, and being on the same wavelength with your client. Your client's state of rapport creates an awareness of harmony and unity in the treatment session. However, when rapport is either broken or not established, as in a conflict of perspective or filters, you may encounter a negative sense of detachment and discomfort in communication in the session. This negative sense can lead you to consider the client perhaps as being wrong. To increase your self-awareness regarding your filtering or perspective, consider the following three questions. Number one, try to determine the perspective of the PTSD client with whom you communicate on a regular basis. Number two, can you identify their perspectives or filters that are the same or different from yours? And number three, can you identify barriers to your communication due to the PTSD client's perspective? Lastly, I'd like to talk briefly about the problem of working with PTSD clients related to intrusive imagery. As you know, certain intrusive imagery is hallmark to PTSD. However, through your work with survivors, therapists may also experience intrusive imagery, often images of those scenes that survivor clients can describe vividly are ones which connect in some way with your own psychology. The self-care strategy that is most helpful here is for the therapist to identify his or her own predominant themes in the images, which may be different from the client's. For example, the therapist may re-experience intrusive images, while for the client this memory may represent primarily a disruption in his sense of safety. To the therapist, what is predominant may be a sense of betrayal, which is related to trust. Once the therapist has identified this theme, it can be connected to other issues, for example, related to trust disruptions in the therapist's life. This allows you to begin to work with and over time to integrate the images. It can then cease to be intrusive for you. One type of disruption most notably experienced by all taking this home study course is probably the visualization of the destruction of the Twin Towers. Many of my colleagues reported having a visceral reaction when they would see tall buildings on television immediately following the attacks. Question 9. The Code of Ethics states that we must show acceptance and be non-judgmental. What are three self-awareness questions you might use to pursue this goal? In summary, we've talked about victims of terrorism experiencing a loss of invulnerability, loss of an orderly world, loss of positive self-image, and loss of trust. We've also discussed the role that prior experience and training makes in predisposition to PTSD. The psychodynamics of hostage victims included pathological transference and psychological infantilism. The importance of venting feelings and realistic guilt were discussed, along with the psychopathology of being held hostage. The factors of feeling helpless, existential fear, and sensory input overload were also discussed as they related to psychological anchors and transference regarding the mutual fate bond. Six filtering perspectives and the code of ethics were also discussed. It's hoped that this portion of the home study course has provided you with a broader knowledge base regarding the ethical treatment of PTSD resulting from terrorism and other traumas. This is Catherine Appleton with the Healthcare Training Institute. Thank you for selecting us to be a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credits. I look forward to talking with you in another home study course. Thank you.